So now let's look at how we apply this principle to a physics experiment. This is a classic kind of experiment in which this wave-particle duality or principle of complementarity between wave and particle really first began to show up. Here's how it goes. You got to imagine this, so put on your imagination hats for a little while here. I want you to picture that you have in front of you a screen, like a movie screen, okay? And I want you to picture that you're going to be looking at that screen. Now, just off to the side of the screen and in front of the screen, there is another screen that's completely black, except for two very narrow slits in the screen. Very narrow slits, like Venetian blinds. But let's pretend they're running vertically down the wall rather than horizontally across. It doesn't matter. They could be horizontal too, but let's make them go vertical, okay? And behind that screen, which has the two slits in it, there is a source of light, electrons, particles, whatever you want. Okay. Now we turn on the source, and here's what happens. We want to know where the particles go as they go from the source through the two slits onto the screen. Now, here's what we observe, okay? We observe that every time we turn a particle on, turn a source on, a particle flies through, goes through one of the slits, we think, and then lands on the screen. And we do another one, and then we get another dot on the screen, and then another dot on the screen. Can we imagine that little dots are flying up and appearing on the screen? Dot, 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 dot. Every time we're seeing where the particle lands, and we're seeing something rather interesting appear on the screen. Now, what is it that we're observing appearing on the screen is something called a wave pattern. What we're seeing is a bunch of slits on that screen, like the spaces between the teeth of a comb appearing on that screen. And that pattern tells us that what we must have been looking at wasn't particles at all, but waves, because that's a wave interference pattern. But hold on. We did the experiment. We know there were particles going through. There were particle, one particle after one particle after one particle, and they were landing on a screen, one particle, one particle, one particle, dot, 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 dot. But when we looked at all the dots together, we saw this wave interference pattern. Huh. What's going on? Was it a wave going through and landing? How did it do that? So now we decide we want to find out. We want to make sure that it wasn't just it started as a particle because we thought it did, and it ended as a particle because that's how it looked. Maybe it was a wave all along. So in order to find that out, we're going to make a little test. We're going to take those two slits, and we're going to watch which slit the particle goes through as it's traveling. And we do that. We have some way of looking and we can see, it went on the right. No, this time on the left. No, on the right, on the left, on the right. And we watch it and we see the same pattern of dots appearing on the screen, except something's changing. Now that we can see which slit they go through, the pattern that emerges is no longer that Venetian blind spaces between teeth on the comb pattern that emerged before. Now what emerges is a mishmash in which we can actually distinguish which dots came from the right slit and which dots came from the left slit. Wait a minute. You mean if we look to see which way the particles go through the slits, we can tell that they were particles traveling through, but if we don't look to see which slit the particles go through, they go through as waves? Yes, that's the idea behind the wave-particle duality, or the idea behind what is called complementarity. In other words, we decide whether something behaves like a wave or like a particle. That's called complementarity. We have the choice there. In other words, we're shaping the reality. We're not only shaping the reality, we're shaping the history. We're shaping the whole course upon which those things actually move. This is the kind of thing that we bring to bear in the physical universe when we observe anything in the physical universe. And this is the way we believe consciousness influences the material world and influences the material that's contained in your human body as well. In other words, consciousness, by the acts of these complementary acts, the choices that you make, can alter and change the behavior not only of this thing we call the out there reality, but also the in here reality of what we call our bodies. Now, there's more to the story. You see, the separation between the out there world and the in here world, as far as we can tell, what governs what's out there and what's in here, is really the behavior of these quantum waves of possibility that I first began talking about in the first two sessions. So here we're looking at whether or not we can control or we have some influence on these waves. Now, here's the story. Here's what happens. You see, those waves describe possibilities spreading out over all of space until you decide to perform an experiment in which you focus it down, like, say, looking at one slit or another. And when you do that, you suddenly change the possibilities that are present in the whole out there world. So since you're changing the possibilities by your act of looking, notice that these changes are taking place through your act of looking. But the question arises, how can that be? Because after all I'm doing is looking. I'm not really grabbing, I'm looking. I mean, it's happening out there, but I'm changing the way I'm thinking in here. I'm changing something I'm doing in here, and yet it's affecting out there. The problem arises as to where and how does such an effect take place. And the answer, as far as we can tell, is it doesn't take place out there, even though it looks like it takes place out there. And it doesn't even take place in here, even though we would like to think it's our minds taking place in here. But it seems to be something we call non-locality. It seems to be something which says it doesn't happen locally. It's something which happens everywhere at the same time. And we see the effect wherever we tend to look for it. This is called non-locality. It's a very important part of quantum physics, and it's a very important part of the way we understand the nature of the physical world. Now, because the physical world seems to depend on us in a very strange way, this can introduce some interesting paradoxes. Let me tell you about one.